Hi, this is Tina from Local Splash getting back to you regarding the cancellation request.
Oh, yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. So I just wanted to touch base because I know that the person that spoke to you earlier said that you felt that you were misled.
Yeah, I was supposed to have my onboarding today. I ended up canceling that after I looked a little bit more into it. When I got the call, I was kind of busy. I was actually driving somewhere.
Oh, I see.
The first person I talked to, she made it sound like I was talking to someone from, like, Google Ads. And then it wasn't until towards the end of the transaction that it was actually Local Splash, and that was when I was, like, I think I had already given my card information at that point.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Thank you for relaying that, because I want to let you know that the only thing you could get by contacting Google is the pay-per-click ads, and you absolutely wouldn't benefit from them because those are more conducive to a large corporation that has tens of thousands of dollars in the marketing budget each month, because it's a pay-per-click campaign. Google makes millions of dollars, understandably, running ads for big corporations like that, okay? So for companies that rank on the first page in the maps, Google doesn't do that type of optimization. It's called search engine optimization. It's always going to be a third party. And that's the positioning that became available with our company for your category. So it's the other side of the coin, if you will. So if you go to Google and you type in pretty much anything, you see usually there's one or two of the paid ads on top. And then under that is the local results. And that's what we specialize in. Because, you know, there is a book of business in your backyard. The problem is that Purely Organized has a weaker internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, right? And this is something that will put you front and center, get your phone ringing, and help you capture that business. Does that clarify a little bit for you?
Yeah, I guess it makes a little more sense. I guess it was the night or two before I was on Google making a business profile, and I didn't finish completing it, so I thought that was who was calling me back. So it was just
a bit of a misunderstanding
when she kind of started off being like, oh, like Google Maps and your business and stuff. I thought that was who was calling me.
Got it. Yeah. So you can create your own Google business page. That's free. You don't have to hire a company to do it, right? Every business can get one. The only problem with it is it's going to be buried, meaning it's not going to be ranking on the first page. So chances are it won't get you results, right? So that's the value to what we do, is we optimize the Google pages to show on the first page of the search results, so that now they're generating revenue for you. Google calls that a micro moment, you know, putting Purely Organized in front of a potential client that's looking to hire you at the time that they need you, you know. So I'll give you a couple of options, because if you recall, in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to the $249 that you paid being a non-refundable amount. So, you know, if you wanted to cancel, I'll respect it, and I absolutely will do so. But also what I'm thinking is, since you already paid, you might want to take advantage of, you know, at least the rest of the month that you paid for, because that way you have the opportunity to, you know, get your business on the first page and get your phone ringing and kind of get a taste of what this will do for your business. And, you know, you are on a month-to-month subscription. So at the end of the month, if you decide that you don't want to cancel, no problem. You can do so. There wouldn't be any further, you know, charges. But that way you would at least get more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid.
Okay.
Now, you don't have a website, right?
No, I'm just using Yelp Business, and I'm signed with Angie's List to get leads from them.
Oh, good for you. So you're getting your name out there a little bit. So Yelp Business and Angie's List. I'm just going to look up the Yelp page real quick and see if they have any content on it, because what I'll do for you also is I'll include a website for you at no additional cost, because I figure it's 2024 and you'll need the site anyway, right? So what they'll do when they call you back for the rescheduled client interview is they'll purchase a domain. So if purelyorganized.com is available, obviously they'll grab it. If it's not, they'll give you, you know, which options are available. And then we can pull content right off of the Yelp listing, because I do see that you have some pictures up here. And if for some reason, you know, you want to add some more content or send over some fresh photos, you can do that as well, okay?
Okay, I've actually already bought a domain. I just haven't.
Oh, good. Then we can use it. Okay, what's the domain?
It's purely-organized.com.
Good for you. Okay, I like it that you got your business name. Even though there's the dash in it, that's going to really help you. Okay, purely-organized.com is client's domain. So who is? Did you get that domain from? Was it like GoDaddy or Wix, or do you remember?
Yeah, it's with GoDaddy.
GoDaddy, okay. And then so what they'll do when they call you for the client interview, they'll just ask you for the login so that we can go in and build the site on your domain. And then let me see what's available as far as rescheduling that client interview. We're triply booked for the rest of the day, but we can put it in for tomorrow. What works best, morning or afternoon?
Do you have something early afternoon?
Mm-hmm. We sure do. We could do a 1 o'clock. If you want to go before lunch, you could do 11 a.m. There's even a 2 o'clock open. Nope. No, yeah, 2 o'clock's open too. Yep, for tomorrow.
How about the 1 p.m.?
1 p.m. Okay. So I'll book out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Pacific, and that's just in case my technician's, you know, prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour, okay?
Okay, great. And then one last question. So if I do end up wanting to cancel, is there a cancellation fee, or is it just like the notice before the billing period?
Yeah, there's no cancellation fee. Everything is done on a month-to-month basis. All we ask is that you would notify us 3 business days before your next billing to prevent any further charges. So right now you're paid in full till April 4th. So just kind of maybe, you know, make a note to let us know by April 1st if you didn't want to continue. And then they would get you canceled out at that time. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All righty. So I think you're all good to go. So if you have any other questions, you can call me. My name's Tina. I'm at extension 777. And then if not, you're all good to go. They'll call you around 1 o'clock tomorrow. Okay?
Okay. Thank you for all the additional info.
Of course. Anytime. Yeah, I enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your day, too. Okay?
Okay. You too. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Bye.